Sehr gut, sehr gut, sehr gut.
Sehr gut?
Wieso Steuer ist sehr gut? Das sagen ganz viele.
Wer sagt das?
Stiftung Warentest, Computerbild, Focus Money, Chip, Finanztipp, such dir was aus.
Mega, aber das ist doch bestimmt kompliziert.
Nö, einfach Foto von der Lohnsteuerbescheinigung machen und fertig.
Klingt sehr gut.
Ist sehr gut. Mit Wieso Steuer? Bis zum 31. Juli abgeben.
We'll knock off now and take the next 2 days off. How's that?
Do that again.
You are so stupid.
That's right.
They're all gonna laugh at you.
That's right.
There is nothing wrong with your radio.
That's right.
This is crazy.
All right, the show is just going to get funnier. It's going to be a little crazier than normal. Possibly the legends, maybe the most successful broadcast team in the history of radio is on our station right now. The Bob and Tom Show is here. Thank you for coming in.
Wow.
Huh?
This is great.
Yeah. That's an introduction.
That's a hell of an introduction. But yeah. What he said, I'm going to talk to every one of you, but I want to talk to Tom Griswold first because in my opinion, what he says is true because when it comes to comics, the Bob and Tom Show, it basically took the place of the Tonight Show because people, it used to be the end all be all to get on the Tonight Show. But for the past few decades, I would argue that your all show has launched more comedians than that.
We've had some great guests over the years. Including some that at some point resided in Louisville, the late, great Tim Wilson.
Yeah. Yes. Yes. Tim.
And you would produce his records, right?
Some of them. Yeah. Tim did a bunch of stuff with us. I produced Rodney Carrington's records and many others. Rodney kind of got famous from our show.
Right.
We produced some of his stuff that he ended up going big and on Mercury Records and ended up with a TV show. But we've had lots of great guests. We're very lucky to have them pass through. I'm sure a lot of them have been through here, the likes of which include Jim Gaffigan, Bert Kreischer, who's now on a tour playing places the size of the Yum Center.
Right.
Yeah. You know, when years ago he could barely fill a comedy club. So it's great. Things have changed. It's a lot different now with the internet. There's a whole new place where comedians get found. Or missed.
The longevity of the show is amazing. You have been, little inside baseball, you've been in Louisville market, and you probably have no idea what stations you kind of bounce back between, but you went from our station to another station, back to our station, and those numbers, ratings numbers-wise, never changed. Like, they just found you. The loyalty of your listeners are amazing.
Yeah, that's thank you. Thank you so much, Louisville.
I'm glad
we're
they
very
found us. You ever
seen grateful.
Those tour t-shirts that bands have?
Yeah, right. Yeah.
And it lists all the places.
Sure.
I have one of those for program directors, and it goes down to the crack of my ass. We've had more owners, managers, program directors. I don't even think we have any now. I think we're just on our own.
Yeah.
People in radio don't, the listeners don't realize it's, there's a lot of stuff in the back. Watch some episodes of the classic WKRP.
Yes. Yeah, right.
Yes. Everything is real.
No, you're
Herb Tarlick lives, and he works here.
No, absolutely. You're absolutely right.
Yeah, but they made it sound like they were making it up as they were going along. Look, I know one thing in this business. If you're going to be number one and you're going to stay number one, Tom, let's not dismiss, that takes a lot of hard work. Right?
Chick, what do you think?
No, I don't think so at all.
We let
Tom work hard.
Yeah,
we're just kind of sit around. Yeah.
I know we were in a hotel room last night, and it took me an hour to figure out how to get the TV. This is a true story. There was a card with the TV, and it only had like 12 stations on it.
Hey, we're going to hear about it.
I kept trying to find the stations.
Yeah.
Then I realized the car turned over.
Uh-huh.
And
there were 50
on
the other side.
Novel.
And then what happened?
That was the kind of show prep that I did.
Okay.
Collectively, I got a question for everybody because you seem to get along so well. I'm just saying.
So funny.
On air. Okay, that's kind of where I'm going because the three of us, me and Tony, our producer, we are thicker than thieves. We're best friends. But when the show's over, we go our separate ways. We don't talk to each other. Chick, Tom, Chrissy, how do you all keep so close without...
You don't hang out?
Just like bands, friction, right?
We don't hang out. Do we hang out?
No.
No.
I despise you people.
I hate you too.
It's much better telling a story to someone who wasn't. If you're both at the same place,
right.
Try to tell the story, it's never funny.
Right.
Who's the habitual joke stepper? Jumping on a joke or kind of by accident?
The new guy, Josh Arnold.
Oh, okay, Josh Arnold, damn it. Where are you?
Josh, you want to come up and say hello?
I like to think of myself as a joke saver.
Not so much.
Stepper, per se.
It's all perspective, I guess.
Well, this week we had the legendary Bob Peters joke.
Beautiful.
And Josh did the joke autopsy, overanalyzing it and ruining it.
Well, but it's a great joke, though. Man walks into a barbershop. Well, go ahead,
we don't have to do the damn joke again. Bob Peters here, and the barber goes, "No, we just cut hair." And the essence of the joke is a bob is a type of haircut.
However, Josh had a different, opinion
this
about
it. This is AM radio.
Okay, there we go.
No, I know. The punchline is not about getting a cut down in that area. As Tom suggests, it's about a certain activity that might take place between two people who really love each other.
Like bobbing for apples.
Exactly.
Of course.
I don't think your listeners made a map.
Tom was getting ready to scold me. I was going to get scolded by the great Tom Griswold, and you stepped on him.
I'm sorry. I stepped on your scolding.
I want to talk to Christy because you've been with the crew for so long. It had to be life-changing, though, for you. I mean, we are in a small market, but when Tony and I go out, we get recognized. People come up to us. I can't imagine at this level how life-changing it was for you. Was it not?
No. I'm not Jennifer Aniston, God's sake.
Don't sell yourself short.
Aw, thanks. I've always been short, but thank you. It is very humbling when that happens. It really is. It's very sweet, but it doesn't happen as often as you think. Now, my kids might disagree with that. Happened here at 4th Street Live one time. I was here for a girls' night out.
Of course.
And I'm walking down the street, and somebody from across the street yelled out, and my girlfriends are like, "Oh my God.
Right.
You're like famous." And I go, I don't know. But yeah, it is humbling though.
Makes it hard to walk out on a bill at a restaurant.
All right. So obviously things have changed in the last 10 years or so. Who decides, we can't do that story? Can't do that joke.
No, it's a group decision, isn't it, Tom?
We take a vote.
And then whatever Tom says goes. Yeah.
Tom? I mean, these days, man, you don't know when you're going to get jammed up.
Yeah, you just got to be cautious. You have to, for example, we had an interesting news item this week. I'm sure you guys covered it. There's a lot of varieties of soda pop, for example. The Jones people, they have like lasagna soda, soda.
Yeah.
There's a potato chip company that has a Bloody Mary chip.
Yeah.
They're coming out with one that smells like the front naughty of an immature woman.
What? Well,
it tastes like
chip. Yes, it's very delicate. You can't say the name of it,
right?
But you can get the essence of it out. It's a bag of chips and
rhymes with fussy.
Yeah,
yes, kind of. It's a near rhyme.
Do they all taste differently?
Fussy.
No, when you open up the bag, they're all pink. When you open up the bag. So we can't do that story.
Right, I get it.
And Josh here, you do have to be careful nowadays because there are a lot of weird races and religions out there.
Yeah. Right.
And those people get real sensitive. So you just got to be careful, right?
Yeah.
Especially the religions I can't pronounce. Yeah. Those are the worst. But yeah.
Let's talk about you guys navigating because the show remains hilarious and it has for decades. But talk about navigating through political correctness because, you know, with cancel culture, you had to pull some material. I guess maybe
some
you didn't. I don't know.
No?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. You did?
Yeah.
There are things you've just got to be. There are things that are so delicate, it's not even worth wading into the particular topic.
Will it bounce back, you think? It's got to, right? You don't think so?
No, I think it's going. Yeah.
It's gone. I think it's, it is cancel culture. It's just to be very careful.
But never politics.
Never.
No, you can't
never.
Win. You can't win. No matter what you're doing, you're gonna alienate half your audience.
Yeah.
Talking with the Bob and Tom cast, if you weren't at 4th Street Live this morning,
boy,
did you miss it.
It
hilarious.
Was
Tony and I both down there, we watched some of the show.
Absolutely. Well, you're there every morning at 8 o'clock getting burnt.
Right. Looking for those potato chips.
Yeah. Dwight walked in, I heard all the bartenders go, "Dwight! You're late, it's 8:05.
Let's talk about you producing some of these comedians, though, because the great Tim Wilson, we were dear friends with him for years. Is that a studio you just had at your home, or would you take him into a different studio?
We have a regular recording
full
studio.
Full recording studio.
Okay. We did a thing this last week. Pat and I and Alan Johnson, our engineer, put together a song based on the famous Steve Martin King Tut song called King Chuck.
Yeah.
And then
Prince Charles.
Prince Charles is now the king. And we did kind of a video version of it with very kind of Monty Python-esque floating crowns, et cetera, et cetera. But we have a very sophisticated studio away from the radio studio that we record. In fact, at one point, John Mellencamp recorded some guitar stuff in there.
Wow.
It's a very serious studio where we don't do much very serious stuff. But there's a, what is it called? There's a big string section going on there today. A bunch of symphony players. So
wow.
It's serious business, this comedy. Oh, here's the...
Oh, there's the song.
Is this King Tuck?
Yeah.
King Tuck. But Charles was a young prince. He never thought he'd be king, finally ruling England at the age of 73. The queen was his mama.
I don't know if we have rights to that song, but we're playing it anyway. What about video? You guys do YouTube and all that, and as you see that works, or is this the radio just is so strong you continue with that?
You've got to do everything.
Yeah,
you've got to be feeding stuff out on YouTube and TikTok. It's all out there. It's all happening. And I just looked at some, I won't bore you to death, but some statistics. I'm sure you guys probably know this. Right now, probably a third of your audience is listening on a phone.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right.
Or on one of those little boxes you can talk to.
Yeah.
Alexa.
CIA listening device is what I call them. Yeah.
Yeah. But a lot of people are listening that way, particularly the number of people under 30 that own a home-based radio is close to zero.
Wow.
I want to take a guess that you did the story this morning about the truck that was overturned.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes.
How long does it take for you to know to identify a Bob and Tom story versus a news?
Oh,
it involves a penis or a vagina or is it? Okay. Bob and Tom story.
Toy.
That's a Bob and Tom story. It's that simple.
No? Yeah. It's pretty easy. And I have a lot of help because Tom does most of that work.
Oh,
too.
There we go.
Well, we have some writers.
Sex
some
toys.
People.
You got to cover it.
Right. Right.
Well, yeah. I mean,
especially they're all over the expressway.
Well, you got to love sports with Chick. And Chick, I got to ask you.
What? Yes,
Chick McGee in sports.
Yes.
Absolutely brilliant. But I got to ask you, what's your, you get afforded a lot of opportunities because your position, I would guess. What's your best experience at a sporting event?
Let you to the games, yeah.
I would think they would, right?
Well, you obviously haven't listened to my sports cast.
It's been tell
guys about your experience announcing at an NFL game.
Yeah.
I was the stadium announcer for the Indianapolis Colts.
Oh, cool.
I don't know, 20 years ago, probably?
The old building?
And,
the Dome.
The Hoosier Dome, as it was an RCA Dome. And then... they started panning the crowd with a camera, and yes, it was very basic technology back then, but you could still see people kissing on the cameras.
Right.
Okay.
And so they focused in on a couple, and I just opened the mic, and all I did, I swear,
oh, no.
I went, and that was it. That was it. And it was like the sixth week of the season or what. It was the middle part of the season. And every game I would show up for, my parking place got farther and farther from. However, they paid me $50 each year.
Wow.
Every Sunday.
That's fantastic.
To lose my entire Sunday of the NFL to be there reporting on Steve Edmund getting hurt again. Look it up. He got hurt a lot.
They didn't even have a sense of humor, did they?
Well, didn't even thought of it.
And all the stuff you've done and you lost it for.
I didn't grab her by the. I didn't say any of that.
No.
Go for it, pal. I didn't do that.
Well, this is quite impressive. Brilliant show. I hope it never goes away.
Yeah.
Bob and Tom
crew.
Let's not say never.
Tom, thank you so much.
Yeah,
you're very well.
Christy, Chick, everybody, thank you so much.
Can't
wait to see you again. The Bob and Tom Show, the most successful broadcast team in broadcast history, I say, damn it. Back after this on News Radio 840 WHAS.
Hey, I'm Chris Van Vliet. Go behind the scenes and beyond the headlines with the biggest names in pro wrestling and beyond.
Mr. Sandman.
All I ever wanted to be was a pro wrestler. So I got to live my life
and make people really happy.
The Heartbreak Kid himself, Shawn Michaels.
Do you think there's anybody better than you were?
I think I was great at what I did. And I think other people were great at what they did as well. Greatness is more a mindset, I think, than anything else.
Mindset, motivation, insight with Chris Van Vliet. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.